It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
It's time for episode 17 of season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you as always, and now joining me as always, Nitesh Hamlani. Good afternoon to you, Nitesh.
Good afternoon, Bushy.
Well, a massive games of cricket just gone. Massive games of cricket coming up like always. We're going to have a big chat in outs and ins about that Premier League final.
Oh, what a game that was. Already early contender for game of the year, and we just started the year.
That is a big call, but it was a big game going the full 100 overs. We'll talk that in depth. We are going to touch on, this is going to be called the All-Stars episode, because we're in the midst of the Sky Warriors one-day All-Stars series. We're two games in, two games to go, and we've already had some absolute classics. It's been fantastic. Yesterday we had the Kowloon Lions led by Bubba Hyatt up against the Hong Kong Islanders led by Martin Coetzee.
Martin Coetzee, Captain Coetzee.
Yes, and he was telling me at the toss of that one, he enjoys being captain, which is interesting because I've never seen him captain here in Hong Kong. Obviously, before he arrived, he used to be a captain all the time, and he's been given the nod. And in game one, it was a good decision. He won the toss. He didn't win the toss. He was sent in to bat.
Sent in to bat. And bat he did, the captain leading from the front. 101 for Martin, following his 100 in the Premier League one day. Back-to-back 100s for Martin. What a fantastic innings, and that was the backbone of that 290 all out and 49.5 overs.
Big score, and right at the end, the death, Anas Khan.
Yes, 38 of 13, 5 sixes. I was watching that. Some really good hits there, really clean hitting.
He was looking in some good touch, and it was just too much for Bubba's team. They fell about 50 runs short in the end.
Yeah, Zeeshan Ali out in the first over. There's a good partnership between Anshuman and Bubba, and it looked easy for a while. Looked well on track in the chase. 54 from Anshuman, 51 from 57. For Bubba Hyatt, but then it just collapsed from there. And Imran Arif, record in chief, 3 wickets. What a spell.
I'm going to give Bubba his due. I won't say who told me it, but we all knew it also in broadcast. The comment was, he smashed it.
Yeah, out LBW, but I heard that as well. That he absolutely.
Yeah, I think people around the world heard that inside edge onto the pad because it was massive. Unlucky for Bubba, and they went down, but they're going to have to bounce back on Saturday. When they had today's off, we're recording on a Thursday here at KCC and just finished up their game two, which is their first time of seeing the New Territory Tigers, led by Yassim Murtaza, up against and Martin's team. The Hong Kong Islanders had to go back-to-back, so a bit of fatigue catching up with the team as well. And interestingly, Martin wins the toss after yesterday being sent into bat, putting on 290. He wins the toss and he...
Bowls first. Were they playing on the same pitch as yesterday?
Same pitch.
So a little bit of wear and tear there. I think Martin wants to get the hard part of the shift out early. Maybe it's part of the strategy behind the All-Stars that every team bats first and bowls first.
Well, I was musing that perhaps that was the theory. Yeah. We'll find out for sure on Saturday an interesting toss call comes our way. This game today was interesting to say the least.
Lots of drama in this game. First things first, we've got Waqas Barkhat in the All-Star series. Great to see him. Called up for the New Territories Tigers last minute.
He's actually sitting behind us staring on here at KCC. Better be nice. And he's just finished the game and headed down here as well.
Nothing but nice things to say about Waqas. Ezaz Khan continuing that rich vein of form, 65, coming in number 5. Everyone in the top 8 getting double digits.
It was all a start.
Yeah, proper everyone chipping in, 246. Imran Arif following up his 3 wickets yesterday, 5 for today. What a birthday. What a good couple of days he's had. His birthday 2 days ago as well.
Yep, absolutely. Now, we'll get to the drama part. Firstly, final over, Haroon Ashad. He's lost his run-up. He just cannot figure out how to run in and bowl a delivery. It goes on for about 7 or 8 minutes. He manages 3 legal deliveries, but can't manage a fourth. A warning's given to the captain, Martin, from the umpires about time delay. And given the option to take him out, they don't take him out of the lineup. So then he tries again, fails again, 5-run penalty.
Yeah, I feel that's harsh. I mean, of course, I think the law invoked here was 41.9, time wasting by the fielding side, where if either umpire considers that there is any further waste of time in the innings by any fielder, the umpire shall call and signal dead ball, inform the other umpire, then they shall award 5 penalty runs to the batting side and inform the captain of the fielding side the reason for this action.
Now, we're thinking this is the rule. There may be another rule out there. This is the one that was sent to me by a lawyer. But what I do know is that it doesn't matter about intent. This is coming from the umpires, who are both our highest rated umpires in ICC. Doesn't matter about intent. It's about the fact that it was happening and it was a 12 minute over. And so he got thrown out by the umpires.
You said they offered the captain to take him off.
From what I've told, they offered Martin Kutsia to take Haroon out of the attack and replace him, which is a freebie. Because that was my query at the lunch break, right? There's only there's only two ways you can take a bowler out of the lineup. You obviously can't just take them out yourself as a captain. You can only be injured.
Yep.
And now the umpire can throw you out, and not for like two head-high balls or anything like that, but you can be thrown out for time-wasting, basically.
I think this is... I'm not sure if this sort of situation is actually covered in black and white, and so it seemed like a decision was made pragmatically.
We were running very late, okay? Yes. By the time that final 12-minute over had finished, we were running 22 minutes late. Fortunately, the second innings didn't last as long, so it wasn't too much of a drama. We didn't have to end up playing in the dark. So after all of that, 2-6, what was on the board?
2-6-47.
2-47, yeah. 2-46 on the books with the extra five runs, 2-40-51 before that. And then Yasir Murtaza, off the bowling of Ayush Shukla, gets his captain's namesake from the other side. Martin Kutsia out with one of the catches of the century.
Absolute blinder. Martin in hot form as well, back-to-back hundreds. Fourth ball, has a go at that one. Yeah, some plucks it out of the air, diving to his right. We did say he looks fitter than he's ever been. What a catch. You'll see that on social media sooner than later.
It should be on by tonight. It's already been clipped up, and there could possibly be a very yelly Bushy commentating that ball. So we go to the rest of the All-Stars on Saturday. That's the huge game between Bubba Hyatt's Kowloon Lions and Yasir Murtaza's
Tigers.
So that's Hong Kong China captain versus vice captain, and... if the Tigers get a win, they're going straight to the final, and they'll play the Islanders again. If the Lions get a win, it'll be everybody on one, and we'll have to go down to net run rate.
And so just looking at that, right now the Islanders were bowled out for, well, how much? 154. So they lost by 92 runs after winning by 53 runs. So despite having one win, one loss, their net run rate is negative.
It is.
Negative 0.39. Kowloon Lions, negative 1.06, but it's only one game. They can turn that around with a big win over the Tigers. The Tigers look a good team. So do the Lions. All look at good teams, all good players all across the board.
Tune in Saturday for that huge game, and Sunday, whoever makes the final, I'll be broadcasting both. But we have other things to talk about, don't we, Nitesh? So should we get on with the show?
Let's get on with it.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yeah, it's time to check last weekend's games, and we're going to start with the biggest one there's been in a very long time here in Hong Kong. It was the Cricket Hong Kong China Premier League One Day Series Final. KCC Premier undefeated up against HKCC Premier here at KCC. HKCC looking to get revenge after losing the game in the round robin. How did it go, Nitesh?
Not just the round robin, but they lost to Hancock Shield as well, so there's plenty at stake in this big final. Both teams full strength. The Hong Kong Cricket Club going with Danny Matt and David Zakir for this game. Of course, Ayush unavailable for selection. Chose to bat first on the toss. The pitch looked pretty good to play on. Looked pretty flat. Martin Kunzi and Shivan Rath, there's something in it for the new ball bowlers, but they saw off the first hour of play, no loss. They kept batting and they kept batting and they kept batting. It was 199 for zero in 34 overs. Martin Kunzi finding form. He hit 100 yesterday, but I think this is the game where everything clicked for him. 105 of 88, 9 fours, 5 sixes. Martin Kunzi setting up the innings. Anshuman Rath, 89 of 119. They both were dismissed by Ezaz Khan in the 35th over. 204 for 2. Quickly swelled to 325 for 8. HKCC going at 8s for the final 15.
Something to take away for KCC. 199 run opening partnership. They then took HKCC 8 for 126.
Yeah, but that's the nature of the game. The scores tend to converge a little bit towards the back end of innings because HKCC were having a go at it. Nizakat Khan got stuck in. 59 of 42, but no one else really batted more than 19 balls. Kinship 14 of 7. Sahal 20 of 7. Someone called it the prettiest 20 they've ever seen. Had three incredible sixes in holdout. Shiv Mathur 13. Inat 10. 2 wickets apiece for Ezaz and Fahad Hayat.
It was flat, okay? And we know that. And it was a batting track. And I talked to Kinship at the lunch break. I felt that it was perhaps 25 runs short.
Yeah, I remember.
And Kinship agreed with me.
From where they were targeting 350. When you've got 15 overs in the bank and 200 on the board, you're looking at 10 and over, especially with that batting depth. and small boundaries of KCC. KCC, to their credit, bowled really well throughout the innings. Once the ball lost its shine, it was pretty good to bat on. But despite that, I think Iqbal, 10 overs, 1 maiden, 1 for 44. Everyone else kept that lid on the scoring. Dan Pascoe, unusually expensive, but you know, bowled to the left-handers with a short leg side boundary as well. Got taken on by Ninad and Kinshith a bit. Fahad bowled really well to death. 325, I think, was game on with KCC's batting. We thought, you know, this game is there for the taking, but it's a score worthy of a final. And the way the second inning started, it seemed so different. Adil Mahmood's wicket, first over, 1 for 1. Babar, the big wicket, blicking Danny Mapp to Shiv Martha at square leg. Jamie Atkinson out, LBW. Mo Khan cutting to point, it was 52 for 4 and 12. And it looked like HKCC had pulled off the upset.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's always a but when these two play.
HKCC's batting doesn't end. Ezaz Khan, the form of his life, you've mentioned, he's just been in incredible form since the Hancock Shield. 59 of 62 in this game, 6 fours, 3 sixes. Christopher Carter, 53. They revived the innings. They looked to be going on track.
Got to feel bad for Chris Carter. He's got his half century. He was looking great. Does a pivot to go do a sweep and somehow manages to put his front foot, big toe, onto the leg stump and the bail dropped off. Nobody noticed. Adil Mahmood went and tried to pick it up. I was watching him. The only person that noticed was David Jakir. Yes. He went, hello, hang on. Is this out? Appeal. And sure enough, yep, finger went up.
Yeah, the players were watching. They saw it. Ezaz Khan as well was batting a dream and suddenly hit Shiv Martha down to long gone. Both wickets against them on a plane. It was that kind of game where batting looked really good after a certain point. Only way you get batters out is batters got themselves out.
That's exactly what I said on broadcast the entire day. It was that kind of pitch that only the batters could get themselves out. And look, they did get themselves out. 18 wickets fell. But 648 runs were scored in this final.
Great game. And then at this point, when Carter gets out, they're 182 for 6 and 31.2. We're entering the final session of the game. You're thinking now HKCC have enough here to close out. They need four more wickets. They're into the lower order. Jason Davidson fell just 16 runs later. It was 198 for 7, what they called drinks. Cotton bowl by Shiv Martha. You're thinking that surely this game doesn't have another twist in it.
I didn't think it did. Honestly, I'm a KCC member, but I thought HKCC had this in the bag at that drinks break. I mean, really, 3 wickets in hand. I know that there's certain players who we will mention very shortly that are at Cowland Cricket Club, but that seemed to be impossible. I did not think they could. It wouldn't have gone for 45.
Well, it kept going. Waqas Barker and Dan Pascoe steadily, slowly kept hanging in there, kept finding the odd boundary, and the partnership grew and grew and grew, and it. When Waqas Barker brought his 102 of 70 balls, 4 fours, 8 sixes, at that point, when Waqas brings it up, they've got the 300 on the board. They need about 22 of 17, if my memory serves me correct. Or was it 22 of 14, miss? 22 of
it was still a fair effort, what they needed.
It was just around 2 runs of balls. 22 of 14, but Waqas Barker, that just hit a 4, hit a 6, it brought up 100 off Nizakat Khan. Hits a full toss to short fine leg, and the game twisted once more. When it looked like it was just slipping away from HKCC, when the great heist, Waqas Barker's incredible innings. Dan Pascoe, credit to him at the other end, got to his 40s. It just looked like KCC had the game out of nowhere. Found short fine leg, found the cheat code.
Yeah.
Takes the catch.
And then it got down to the last over. Well, I never thought we were going to get 8 off 6, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 8 off 6 because Fahad Hayat came in, hit a 6 and got out. Danny Mapp held his nerve well. Yeah, it was 8 off 6. Dan Pascoe on stride in the 40s. I think he needed 6 more, 450 at that point. Adil Mahmood bowling the final over. I can't go through it ball by ball, but if you haven't seen it, go back and just rewatch those last 34 overs in the live stream. It was incredible.
Yeah,
it came down to 4 of the last ball. Dan Pascoe versus Adil Mahmood. 100 overs in the books.
Yeah.
He finds long gone, tries to come back for 2. Kutzi fields. Mahmood cleans up the stumps. HKC won by 2 runs. Incredible game. Absolutely incredible.
Was it Martin or Ninad that did that fielding? It's on my social media. I just don't want to feel like we're robbing Ninad if that was him who did the throw-in.
Actually, I remember going to long gone and that should be Ninad, but Cricket 4 has it as Martin.
Oh, really?
So someone needs to fix that. I think it was Ninad as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, we both picked KCC and we're both terribly wrong, but only by 2 runs. What a game of cricket that was. Ridiculous.
And Shiraz, player of the match. Not only did he bat really well, I mean, you think Martin gets player of the match, even though we won't talk about our fielding effort towards the end, but Anshuman Rath, 2 for 51 in his 10 overs, bowled superbly. Actually came on with the long leg side boundary pretty early, bowled to the power play. First change off from Adil Mahmood and Danny Mapp. and was spectacular.
As you said, that both Wakas and Dan didn't get in the wickets really in that final, but Ange came on, got two for on a track that was not helping out the slower bowlers at all.
And, you know, we've shouted out Martin, we've shouted out Liz, we've shouted out Anshi. Also, let's shout out Shiv Mathur. Didn't know much of the bat, but in the field, he saved at least 20, 30 runs. Was spectacular in the field. And seven overs, 2 for 39, including the wicket off Ezaz Khan when he was dangerous. Really did a great job there.
Yep, well, first bragging rights after the two-day game, at least, in the one-day game.
Yeah, and the first trophy of the season goes to HKCC.
Wow, we got the first shield.
First Cricket Hong Kong recognised trophy.
Oh, come on. All right, well done to HKCC. We both got the tip wrong. That looks bad for you, but I obviously was going with KCC. Let's get into the other games. There was plenty of great cricket getting around here in Hong Kong, apart from the Premier League one-day final. Let's start with the India Club Brahmins up against the Infidels. We thought Mo Khan wasn't going to play for the Infidels. And then after we record the podcast last week, I get told by Atiq Iqbal he is playing for the Infidels. And then on Sunday morning for the Premier League, find out Samad Khan's sick. So Mo Khan is playing for the Premier League. So I wasn't playing for the Infidels. And the Brahmins were far too strong.
Yeah, I'm not sure more would have made a difference because Ankur versus Stas Jho, 150 of 111. They scored 347 for 6 there. The Infidels bowling really missing Atiq. And despite Vikas and Samir Shah's fine 50s, they could only get 261 in response. Anas Khan taking a 3 first.
This is another thing. I always go on about how it's Ankur, it's Imran, and it's Niaz. But we always forget about the other cheat code in the system.
You always forget.
I do. I don't. Well, I do. But Anas actually getting on the wickets board this time. Because, you know, he plays for PAC. In the Premier League.
And at least for India Club. It's interesting. Across the border there. Very well done.
He used to play for India Club. He's new to India Club this year.
Jumped across from USRC.
Exactly. So it's hard. He's a very hard man to pin down. We saw him before we recorded the podcast. He was here at KCC. Where I don't know why he was here, but he was here. He's a difficult man to pin down. And he talks a lot, especially on my effects microphone during All Stars. We both picked India Club there. And, of course, for that 150, Ankur was player of the match. Let's move on to Sunday Elite Division 2 at Hong Kong Cricket Club. The Opties up against the Dragons. We've both gone for the Opties on this one. The Dragons, they put in a good effort.
Yeah, good effort from the Dragons. Opties opening the bat first, 264. They were bowled out in 43 overs. Harry Hodgson, superb. Not only his first ever 100, but apparently his first senior 50 as well, and he converted it into 100. 100 of 76 balls.
I'm looking at the best performances. The top batter got 100. The second batter got 74. Their combined age can't be 30.
Yeah, no. Well, I think it's just 30. Harry Hodgson's 15 or 16. Jude Lee is 14 or 15. Got 74. The Dragons' response. They only got 196. Also bowled out in the 44th over. But Jude Lee Thomas was the backbone of that. 74 of 107. Yeah, the two youngsters leading the way with the bat and with the ball. Shout out to player of the match, Saptarshi Mukherjee, aka Bitcoin, 5 for 40. Yeah. Bored really well. Leg spinner, tog, had a really good quicker ball.
Got a shell for the optimists there. We both picked the Opties. Saturday Championship Division 1 at Tsing Kwan Road Recreation Ground. The Nomads versus the USRC Lions. Cheat code playing in this one. So we were both going with the Nomads. And what did the cheat code do this time?
115 of 61 balls. I think that's a bit tame by his own standards, actually.
182 ball. Strike rate in a 35 over match.
8 fours, 8 sixes. Yeah, cheat code went bang. George Lube in some form now as well. Again, back of the Christmas games. 74 to 54 for him. They were the backbone of that massive, massive 281. They were playing on turf. I remember there was an email going out about that. So that's a huge score on turf on Mission Road. Lions nowhere close. 150 all out. Harry Hodgson scores 100 on Sunday.
Yeah.
On Saturday, leading the wicket taking.
I hope you're taking a photo and putting him up on your Instagram, or you did, because, I mean, he's got a 3-for on a Saturday, a century for the first time, never even scored a half century. I don't remember seeing that Instagram
on
post.
On any other weekend, but he clashed a Premier League weekend, and we just do one game a week. So
that is harsh. Poor Harry.
Poor Harry, indeed.
You get a shout-out on the podcast instead. We both picked the Nomads on that one. Tatas versus the Gap Ramblers. This was up the hill as well. HKCC Gap Ramblers 35 over match. We both picked the Gap Ramblers. The Tatas fell apart.
Yeah, the Tatas batting first, choosing to bat first, made it look like a difficult wicket. Got 153 all out in the 33.3. Shail Shah 60 of 74 battling. Samir Shah 31 of 34. Danny Mapp bowling wheels. Garrett Curry tall left arm seamer. Very accurate. What a hard grind that is. But runs on the board. Let's go out there and defend it, boys. Get absolutely annihilated. by the junior cheat coach, Shiv Mathur, 106 of 57 balls, 12 sixes, yeah. 5. I think he hit 4 sixes in one over at one point. Just had an absolute ball.
Ridiculous. Well done to Shiv. He's playing All-Stars. We'll see him again on Saturday at Tin Kwong Road in the All-Stars. Saturday Championship Division 2, PAC Championship up against HKU. This is the game that you picked PAC, but you felt like you wouldn't be upset if HKU got up because they're your team.
I was playing there. And we got done in by Pakistan Association cheat code.
You did.
We upped the field first, which in hindsight, pretty dumb. And we got an early wicket. Nice catch by yours truly at cover. Followed by Hafiz Khan and Haseeb Muhammad. That's our broadcast, Haseeb.
Yeah.
Incredible partnership. Nothing you could
Hafiz
do.
Hafiz does broadcast now.
Yeah. And yeah, Hafiz is in the broadcast as well. Yeah, both of them, fantastic. They batted superbly. They were their class above Saturday Division 2. And it's a tale of two parts because they were, I think, 170-something for 190 for one at one point.
Yeah.
And they absolutely collapsed because the rest of the team can't really bat. Shout out to Asim and Vansh, who bowled really well.
What are they
going
to do if they go back up to Saturday Div 1 when they've got four massive top order people and then, you know. No offence to the rest of the PAC Championship team.
And they don't have Tarak Nawaz in this game either. Apparently he's already been premiered out of Saturday cricket. So they've only got these two, really.
He's wicket-keeping in the All-Stars. Yeah, I've never seen him wicket-keep.
I don't know if he's ever wicket-kept before.
Yeah, apparently he has. And as Asif Hussain gave poor old Haseeb Muhammad a mouthful today in broadcast by saying he's a better keeper than Haseeb.
Ooh.
Fighting words. Anyway.
Haseeb kept well here. And yeah, we could only get 135 because... they're good bowlers. Okay, yeah. Well done.
Hafiz getting the player of the match, and we're getting the tips right there as well. Hunksy versus Centaurs. We knew.
Woo-hoo.
We knew that this was coming. If I stopped picking the Centaurs, they might actually get a win, and they get a big win against Hunksy.
Centaurs, I've been backing them this whole season. They finally come good. Hunksy again opting to bat first at Compton, small boundaries, 157. Not the best score at Compton. Brendan Waker, Toff, us bowler, 3 wickets, but Ali Wakas, our broadcast friend, 4 wickets.
Ali Wakas has always been playing for Centaurs.
Yeah, he's been playing the whole time.
Well, he hasn't been doing very much. That's the first time I've seen his name this season. So he's turned up with a fourfer and bowls them all out for 157. And then Centaurs went bang.
Yeah, Ikram Sattar, known more for his quick bowling, went bang, bang, tape ball, sixes, cricket on display at Compton. He's played the tape ball sixes at Compton before and he's done well. So he's at 64-24. Good rolling back the clock there from Ikram. Udaya Kumara Singh, really good 50 as well. Centaurs smashed it. 15 overs. More than 10 and over in that run chase. Well done.
Kumara Singh is the player of the match because he also got a twofer. I lose the tip on that one.
Yes, Centaurs.
Well done, Centaurs.
Well done.
And the final one, which was always destined to be Laguna Gully versus the Saracens. We both went with Laguna Gully and they put 230 for 9 on the board to start with, and the Saracens just fell apart. 137 only, all bowled out in 28. Bimini getting the player of the match.
Bimini, 3 for 21 and 7 overs. He bowls quick of a short run-up, so it's a bit slippery.
Shout out, half a century for Vivek Shah, 58 for Laguna Gully. So for the first time in a very long time this season, the guest, who is now Dis Nitesh, has beaten me in the tips in outs and ins. I got 6, Nitesh got 7.
Let's go. At this rate, I'll outlap you in the tipping by 2027.
Excellent. Let's move on to ins and outs.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
It's time to have a look at this weekend's games coming up in and around Hong Kong that isn't the All-Stars, which we previewed in the intro. We're going to start with Sunday Elite Division 2. No, wait. We should talk about the tally.
Oh,
because
yes.
You've got one back. The guest, which is now you, is 51. Aaron on 62. I'm only 11 ahead now. It's just starting to get a bit tight. Okay. Dragons versus the Infidels here at KCC, Sunday Elite Division 2 on the 19th.
I think Infidels should get this. Again, depends whether or not Atiq Sathar, the All-Stars are back here, but they should be stronger, even missing players, than the Dragons, who are improving. They're not a bad side, but I think I've heard a couple of main players are probably injured. So,
oh, that's an ouchie. I've also gone for the Infidels. Sunday Elite Division 2 at HKCC. The Diaskwa Little Saiwan Knights versus the Optimists.
What do you think? You've got this.
Well, no cheat code, right?
Depends on the All-Stars fixture on Sunday.
Yeah. So, but if the Kowloon Lions play like they did yesterday, then he might be available.
Yeah.
That does change my tip a little bit. But no, the Knights my tip because they almost beeped the opties on the January 5th.
Yeah, indeed. That's where it gets tricky. It's all about the cheat codes playing. I'm going to go Knights as well, I think, for this one. I think.
Look at you tipping with your head, not your heart.
I think the oppies would be a bit annoyed at me, but yeah, I think the Knights are actually a proper good side.
Okay, Carlin Cricket Club, Saturday Championship Division 1 on the 18th. Here at KCC, the Crusaders taking on Craigengower Cricket Club, Jinsung.
Jinsung?
Oh, I'm going Jinsung.
Jinsung.
I'm not getting off the Jinsung train until they do me in, and they haven't done me in all year, so keep going, lads. Saturday Championship Division 1 at PKVR Park. USRC Tigers up against the IC Yodders.
I think the IC Yodders have got this. The Tigers are the team who promoted up.
Yes.
Yodas look a stronger outfit. And I mean, if anywhere, if the Tigers are going to beat them anywhere, it's going to be PKVR Park because they've got a lot of experience on the ground. So it'll be closer than we think, but Yodas.
Okay, let's do Saturday Championship Division 2 at Hong Kong Cricket Club. It's the Diaspora Little Siwon Thunder up against the HKCC Witherers.
This is going to be very close.
This is going to be very close.
Who do you think have got this?
All I'll tell you is that there's a note in my tip here without Lloydie.
I know where you're going with this. So you have an idea whether the Witherers are going to struggle a little bit.
Well, the man's coming off of 170 just recently for the Witherers, and they need to win because they want to try to get to the top and try to get promoted. But I was talking to one Andrew Lloyd today, and with his assistant coach duties now with Hong Kong China men's team, he's not going to be able to play as much cricket as he has been.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know what I've tipped. It's written down here. What do you think?
I'm going to back, and this might burn me, I'm going to back the Brothers on home turf. I think I've seen the playing 11.
Oh, well, that's cheating. All I did was talk to a guy that's not playing, and you're telling me I know the other 11 that are.
But that's why I think it's going to be close, because I know they're missing a few. But okay, on home turf.
My full notes on my podcast says Witherers brackets even without Lloydie. And I showed him today.
Ooh.
He was very proud. He was very happy. So
we both agree that Witherers have the depth here, I think, to get this.
All right. This is going to start getting into the tough territory. Saturday Championship Div 2 at GDB, the Aspa Little Siwon Strikers versus the Punjab Lions. Neither of the teams, my research on this is neither of the teams have played any of the top teams. So it's really hard to gauge how they're going to go.
Punjab is the team who came down, so should have the quality, but I've seen the Strikers team and they're actually pretty good. So this could actually be an upset for the Strikers. I think we'll go Strikers for this one.
Well, I'm going for the Strikers and
copying
it's
me.
On none of those.
Copying me.
You can have a look at my laptop here. I'll give you my reasons.
What's
and it is nothing to do with talent or skill or whatever. I'm just going because my mate Mungo Runner's playing.
Ah, there you go.
He's a striker, so.
Can I change my pick then? I just want to have some jeopardy in this week.
Well, I don't know.
I'll go Punjab then.
It depends who we're going with in the next game. We can always go back.
Nah, I'll go Punjab this game because I know what's happening in the next game.
Ah, do you really?
It's Kaitak. The only team to have lost the Saracens. Well, not really, but came close.
Okay, I'll put you down for a Punjab Lion win. And that'd be good if they do get a win, but I want my man, Mungo Runner, and his team to get a win for the Strikers in the final one. So you're saying you're going with Kaitak because they'd like to try to lose. I'm putting Kaitak in.
No, I'm going for All Stars.
I need another one.
I'm going for All Stars.
Do you want to know why I'm going for All Stars?
Why? Sachin?
Yes.
There we go.
My man, Sachin Mittal, the new boomerer of Hong Kong. Not only is he taking hat tricks here and there, but he's also helping us out and doing the scoring here on Sunday at KCC as our scorer. So if I don't, he's one of the few people in Hong Kong. And if you feel like you're one of those few and I'm leaving you out, please DM the IG account. But he's one of the few people that listens to every single podcast. He tunes in. He comes, and if I don't pick him and they win, he will WhatsApp me and go, "You didn't pick us on the podcast, and we had a big win. What were you doing?" I'm like, "I'm so sorry." And if I do pick him, he's like, "Thanks so much for the support. It's great." That's what I love about the community in Hong Kong. I mean, there are people that are dedicated listeners to the 8 for 52 podcast. He is one of them, so I will back him in. The IC All-Stars will get the win in that game. So there we have it. All the games around Hong Kong. If you want to go check them out, we've told you where they are. Oh, don't forget, of course, All-Stars as well, continuing at Mission Road. Starting at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday morning. Come join me down there or go watch your favourite team somewhere else. There's ins and outs for this week.
Always denied entry by the English gentry. Now we're driving back.
Yes, time for the Women's Cricket Wrap, and joining us as always, Tammy Chu. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone.
Right, we've got some big finals to preview coming up, but first we'll run through last weekend's games to get the teams to the final.
Yeah.
First one, IC Velocity versus the SCC Divas. We both went with Velocity on the back of Vansi Chowdhury, and she did it again.
Again. 58 run knocked out of 35 ball, putting in their club and getting 101 in 10 overs. And then SCC only got 56 runs. Like the whole team got the runs that Fancy get. And then
Indica
Velocity won by 43 runs.
Now, we both picked up the tip there. The next game, it was the Wasps versus the Cavaliers. We both felt that the Wasps were going to be too strong in this one.
Yeah.
And indeed they were.
Yeah, well, top batsman, Mariam Beebe, 55. Off 27, hitting like 9 boundaries, and you need 2 sixes.
That's amazing. 203.7 strike rate for Mariam Beebe.
Yes, well, but I would say well done to Kimaya as well from Cavalier. She got 34 runs, but that's not quite enough. Little Saiwan got like 103 runs in 10 overs. Cavaliers put up 60 runs in 10 overs, and then the Wops won by 43 runs.
Indeed. So we both got the tip right there. Now the CCC Sunrisers up against the USRC Eagles. We both had backed in the Sunrisers as we have for most of the season, and were just too powerful.
True. Again, Chan Sao Ha this week, but so well, 44 runs, giving Sunrisers 88 runs in 10 overs.
Yeah, opening partnership of 88 because they didn't lose any wickets.
Oh yeah, that's true. And then, well done for the bowlers as well. Chan Sao Ha, Janice, Karen. Janice and Karen are the two youngsters from the team. And then they also with Chan Sao Ha, they all got 2 wickets. And then the USRC Eagles were 8 down in 10 overs, getting only 24 runs.
Yeah, and 3 bowlers from the Sunrisers getting 2 for Chan Sao Ha, player of the match, with a 2 for 2 on top of her 44. 2 for 2 for Janice as well. And Karen, with a 2 for 7. It's not even good enough, really, compared to the other two with 2 for 2. And also, it was the Maidens up against SCC Pune. We both felt that there could be a chance that the Maidens were going to get this one, and they certainly did. Another big half-century not out, and it's Yasmin Dazwani this time. Remember last week, I wouldn't tell you if Yaz was playing or not?
Yes, but now, still, I put my bet on KCC, and Yasmin is playing and getting a half-century of that, putting KCC on 74 runs after 10 overs.
It's 74 for 7, and Yasmin Dazwani scored 58 not out of them. So the rest of the team scored 16, which isn't ideal, but they... Pinay I'm looking at, 74, yeah, 75 not out for the Maidens, of course, with Yasmin Dazwani, 58 not out. We both got the tips right on that one.
Yep.
So that's put everyone into the finals, and our tips were the same, so we stayed one apiece.
Yep.
You're on 34, I'm on 35. This is where it's going to get interesting. So the top team from each of the 4 pools,
yep,
goes that play each other in the semi-final.
Yes, that's true.
So most of the teams that played last weekend are playing, and if they won, the Maidens didn't, they were finished second on net run rate.
Yes.
So the first final, which you're obviously going to be playing in, it's IC Velocity up against the Hong Kong Cricket Club Willow Wielders. I've already typed in your tip.
Yes, I'm going for my team, for sure.
But it's the semi-final, and I'm going to break my rule.
Uh-huh.
I am going against the Willow Wielders for only the second time this season.
Okay.
And I am backing in the IC Velocity for 2 reasons. You know what the first reason is, obviously. It's Vansi Chowdhury. But I've heard that a fast left-arm pacer is back from injury and going straight into the Velocity side this weekend against the Willow Wielders. One Myra Baloch will be playing for the IC Velocity.
Is she actually playing? And she's not in the broadcast?
That's why she can't be in the broadcast.
Oh,
and she can't do scoring at KCC because she's playing in the semi-final against you.
Okay.
Okay, so I penciled in the Velocity. Obviously, you've gone for the Willow Wielders. And
yes.
Now, this is massive.
This is
so hard.
One to pick.
This is the Wasps against the Craigengower Cricket Club Sunrisers, my team that I always back in. But the Wasps are so strong this year. Can I ask some questions? Do you know, is Kerry Chan playing for the Sunrisers?
She should be.
She should be playing for the Sunrisers. Then you've got Mariam at the Wasps.
Probably Shenzhen and Ikra as well.
I mean, I've got, is Ikra back from injury?
Not sure.
It was about the 3 weeks we were told at the international, so she must be close. This is massive. This is so hard to pick. What are you going with?
I would go with the Sunrisers.
I am also going with the Sunrisers because I'd never back against the Sunrisers, much like I never back against the Willow Wielders, apart from the game that's been played before this one.
Yeah.
So the winner of each of these two go through to the final of the T10 Women's 2024-25 season. We don't know who they are, obviously, because you guys haven't played.
Yes.
But we're going to pick who we think is going to be the ultimate winner, backed on what our tips are. So I've said Velocity versus Sunrisers will be the final.
Yes.
I'm going to back in the Sunrisers. Now, are you going to back the Sunrisers who you've backed all year, or are you going to back yourself in with the Willow Wielders to take the trophy in the T10?
I will think that the Willow got to keep the T10 trophy this year.
I like it. I won't be upset if you do win the trophy. It's going to be a massive week. Well, as long as you get past Velocity. If you don't get past them, you're not even in the final. But good luck to all four teams playing this weekend. If you want to get out there and check it out at Pico VR, Reservoir, two semi-finals and the big final from about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Tammy Chu, we're going to have a big women's cricket wrap to talk about next week. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Okay, Challenge League time for another week. I fear I'm not going to do well. Let's carry on. What have we got?
Challenge League. So, we start with Division 1 over the weekend that passed. We had Gladiators with Charlie Bears Challenge League. I went for Charlie Bears because I felt Atif would be at the Premier League one day final. You went for the Gladiators not knowing that. Atif was playing for the Gladiators.
And they still lost.
Yeah, couldn't make a difference because Charlie Bear's batting is way too strong. Gladiators 189 for 5 is a good score on the back of Dhanam Singh's 50. It's a good score at GDB, but Charlie Bear's went bang, bang, bang.
Hey, look. Hussain got 3 for.
Yeah, Akib Hussain.
Yeah, not Atif.
Not Atif.
That was Akib, but he plays for the Charlie Bears.
Yes.
Yeah, look, if I had to tip games that Atif Hussain played in this week and was hoping for a win, I'd be sadly disappointed because he did the same up at PKVR Park.
Yeah, rough week.
Touch on. Anyway, lost that one.
Bilal Mohammed 51 of 29, 18 of 6. Akib Hussain with his 3 for, and Asad Ali 28 of 8. So the massive cameos of Charlie Bear Challenge League. Good win for them. Next up, also in Division 1, Asians United versus Chingy Smashers. We both went for Asians United because we think they're in better form. We both got it right. But what a game it was. Came down to just 5 runs. If we didn't have the Premier League one-day final, this would have been the game of the weekend.
Oh, lucky there's no penalties in the last over then. 5-run victory.
I tell you what, Chingy Smashers chasing. They need 188 to win. They were 134 for 5 and 16, which means they needed 54 runs of the last 4 overs. And they nearly got there. Got to 11 needed of the final over before Kezal Azim took 2 wickets to shut down the chase and keep them just 5 runs ahead. Well done there to the Asians United. 54 Reki Navdeep Singh and some other good performances all around. Well done.
All right, let's go Cam 10, Div 2. Yeah, the USRC Avengers versus the India Club Panthers.
We got this so wrong. We thought Panthers had the advantage on home turf. Avengers up to the bat first. They were 164 all out. 7 balls to spare Compton, below par.
Yeah, that's it. So the Panthers won this in a canter, surely.
No, rolled.
What?
Panthers. They were not just rolled. They were restricted. They only got 147 for 8 in their 20 overs. Adventures bowled absolutely superbly.
You can't be doing that at Campton. You can't have wickets in hand and still go down.
Rupinder Singh, 4 overs for just 24 runs. Smith, 4 overs, just 28 runs. Bowled a maiden at Campton somehow. Incredible stuff. And despite their best efforts, the Panthers falling short by 17 runs. That's a big win for Avengers.
Well, another one that I didn't get right. Carry on.
Hussain Sada, player of the match in that game, 61 of 31. So came back after retirement. Good stuff. Then we had the Lama Vikings versus Pioneers at Compton. That was a smashing. It was a smashing by monumental margins. I heard it described as a pillaging in the Lama group.
Oh, how very. Yeah, very good. Vikings joke.
Six batters batted, not a single dismissed, 4 retirees, 50 of 35 for Abhinandan, 50 of 44 for Max Cornell, 44 of 25 for Mark Cornell, who retired just for the sake of it, to let another guy have a go, Vinayak, 25-15, also retired.
Hang on.
Just to
That's father and son.
Yeah, Max and Mark, father and son.
I know Mark, and my son used to play with Max.
They're both performing there for the
Lama Vikings. Didn't realise they both play Challenge League.
They're both Vikings, Lama Vikings.
Well, I mean, I'm already on the Vikings train, but there's another reason.
And there's another reason.
Yeah, well done to Mark and Max.
Pioneers 99-9, Tanmay Thakur 4-7. Easy win for the Lamas.
That's outrageous.
So we both got this right as well. At this point, I'm one tip ahead of you, and our next game puts me two tips ahead. Boom. Bora Blasters versus Lantau Sloggers. We talked about this game. For some reason, you felt Bora had what it takes. I backed the Sloggers out of count 10. And
did
the Sloggers,
did I really think Bora Blasters had it?
I don't know why you did.
I obviously tipped them, but I had no idea
you
what
I was
doing.
You liked that they were out from Discovery Bay or something like that. You liked something about the Discovery Bay connection.
I remember I liked the fact that the name Discovery Bay was removed from the histories of cricket in Hong Kong. Bora Blasters. So it was the Blasters versus the Sloggers. We've had this conversation before. I can never figure out which one blasts and which one slogs and which one wins, and it's not this one.
Yeah, Blasters 197 for 4. To their credit, batted well at Compton. They lost a wicked second ball, but then Nilesh Zaveri 40, Matthew Adams 55 retired. Some other cameos did really well to get them to 197 for 3. Ali Hasnain bowled well. 4 was 1 for 17. He's a good youngster coming through the Lantau system. And Lantau Sloggers, they had to dig in deep for this chase. 38 of 19 from Zakir Khan, the youngster playing there. Left-hand batter, good hitter, Zakir Khan. 5 sixes. Abdullah Shazio, 64 of 19. Not out, came back in. So I think they had a couple of players short. Nawaz Hasnain, 16. Got there with just 2 wickets and 4 balls to spare. But looking at the scorecard, I think they won by 1 wicket. I think they only had 10 players. So, well done, Lantau Sloggers, to pull that out of the fire with just 1 wicket and several balls
Boom.
To spare.
Rob,
give me the tip. The Sloggers, another great game, another great result. I am now 2 tips ahead of you. I've got 30 out of 54. You've got 28.
You really shouldn't be proud of that.
I'm not.
You should be a long way ahead of me.
Challenge League is chaos, but I've got a little bit of a lead. So, well done.
You do. Well done. It's nothing like my 11-point lead in the actual Saturday-Sunday cricket. But anyway, carry on. Let's go.
Upcoming games, 19 and 20.
I can't remember. This first game, look, I genuinely feel like I tipped both these teams.
You'd have to put these teams.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going for.
Okay, look, let's read through it first. It's a Jindrikers Bay on the 19th. Master Blasters versus Indus CC.
Indus CC and Master Blasters. It's 11 a.m. I'm going for Indus CC.
I am going for Indus, and I'm genuinely going for Indus because that's who I wanted to go with. I felt like sure. Indus have done me in more times than Master Blasters have, like tipping against them.
Yeah, Indus are a very good team. They're contenders.
Just so you don't whine, just let me tip first.
Okay, go ahead.
And then we can carry on.
Strikers versus CSR HK Frontiers in Division 1. This is a very tough one to pick. Who have you got?
Well, that doesn't help me, does it? Actually, it's probably better that it's hard to pick because then I'd just completely pick wrong.
Yeah.
This is Tung Chung, right?
Tung Chung Strikers versus the Sri Lankans Ceylon Sports Recreation Club.
I like the Frontiers. Yeah. I see them in various morning leagues, so I am going with the Frontiers.
I like the Frontiers too, and they just had a great winter festival thing at GDB over the weekend. But for this game, I'm going to go with the more established Strikers.
Oh, dear.
So we've got a point of difference there.
Yeah, that's not good for me. Okay, is that it?
There's one more.
Division 2. Oh, the Goats.
Also at GDB.
The Goats done me in for a few times, haven't they?
Yeah, the Goats versus Lama Lama.
USRC Marcos versus Lama Power. Look, can you give me a little bit of background? Like, because I get confused between my Marcos, and I feel like the Challenge League Marcos tend to do me in more often than I... So KCC Morning League Marcos and the PKVR Marcos, they're strong and they tend to win, but I feel like the Marcos of the Challenge League Division 2 don't perform for me as much as I love the GOAT.
Yeah, so the Marcos and PKVR, the Marcos and KCC are unrelated. The Marcos at KCC are the ones who play Challenge League, except at KCC they have guys like Ashwin and myself turn up, and we don't play Challenge League. So the Marcos and Challenge League...
I mean, taking Tataria out of it makes quite a difference. Now, Lama Power. Tell me some things about Lama Power.
Very good team. Part of the strong Lama franchise that's been dominating league cricket this season so far.
That's true. Now, that gives me the tip to remind me, because you were saying up until there was a game just recently, all the Lama teams had not lost a game.
I think there's still a win record this season across all 5 teams is somewhere in the 90%.
Yeah, well, it was with the women's team lost a game.
I think women's have lost 2, and I think the Challenge have lost 1.
Okay.
Can't quite tell the
And now, both of these teams were in Challenge League Division 2 last season?
Yeah, Lama came down, if not this season, the season before.
From Div 1.
Yeah, from Div 1. So they were former Div 1s. Look. Mark Coors have been here for a while.
When I first moved to Hong Kong, I'm going to tell you a little story, Natasha. When I first moved to Hong Kong, almost 11 years ago now, one of the first beaches I ever used to go to was Lama Power Station Beach. Mainly because it was the first beach we could find on a map. Now we go to Chung Chau because it's a much nicer beach. But just for the memories, I'm going with the power.
That's a long time to come to the... pretty obvious conclusion here.
Don't let my podcast get in the way of your garlic naan that I just ordered for you. Just keep chewing on that while we do the tips. I'll type in Lama Power and you finish your mouthful and then let me know.
I've got Lama Power as well.
Yay! So the only one, only the one difference this week?
Only one difference.
So I could only be a maximum of three behind or possibly just one.
Yes.
Well, there's the Challenge League. It's all around Hong Kong. It's lots of play. It's no TKO this week.
No TKO, no Compton, just GDB.
Oh, good times. So three games out at GDB on the 19th. You've got 19th/20th January games. I don't think there's any 20th, is there?
I typed it up before. I couldn't find any. I think it's 18th and 19th, if I got my numbers correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Great. All right. Three games in Challenge League. We'll see how it all goes, and we'll get it covered again next week in the podcast.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Yes, birthday time here on the 8 for 52 podcast. And we've got a birthday today, January 16. Who is it?
Happy birthday to loyal listeners. We were talking about loyal listeners, someone who's listened to every single episode. Jonathan Tia, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jonathan Tia. He wants to be on the podcast. I know, because I was calling the All-Stars game today and he WhatsApped me asking if he could be in the birthday section. And of course he can. He's going into the database and he'll be in there every single year from now on. If, Jonathan, you WhatsApp me how old you are.
Yeah, we need to know your age. You've got to hide that.
You can't just tell me it's your birthday and we wish you happy birthday, because everybody's birth age gets outed on this section. And so let me know and I'll put you in the database. But very happy birthday to CHK Dragon legend Jonathan Tia. Let's move on to the 18th of January and everyone's favourite.
Yes.
Everyone's favourite in Hong Kong for the women's team. Betty Chan turning 36 years young on January 18.
Happy birthday, Betty Chan. And also now, next week on the 20th of Jan, oh, wow, turning 17 years only. And it feels like he's been around for a long time. A former My Story. Happy birthday, Shiv Mathur.
Shiv Mathur, the highest rated podcast this year.
Really?
He is. Oh, everybody wants to tune in and find out. Just tune in and find out about this young superstar. So well done to Shiv and congratulations. Saw him again today. Because he was in the team that was batting first, he got tucked into the buffet before everyone else. I wasn't allowed in there because of PMOA until after the innings and I could go around the back and get my lunch. And I said, you want to get in there, Shiv? And he's like, no, I've already had three plates. And I'm like, come on. We ran out of food yesterday and you've got three plates. He goes, the first one was small. And I'm like, mate, that's like nicking off on the first ball and saying, that's not out. You can only get me out on the second ball. So anyway, happy birthday to Shiv. We'll see him again on the All-Stars. He was keeping today and doing very well done. Great job. Other end of the spectrum, age-wise at least, no offence to the next person's birthday. One of our favourite players. He was in the, got some wickets this week as well. He plays, he umpires. Dead set legend, turning 47 on January 25. Should I do it his proper name, or should I do it the way Bodders used to do it?
Do the proper one first.
Shelton De Cruz.
Shelton J.D. Cruz.
Shelton De La Cruz is what Bodders used to call him, and completely and utterly wrong because his name's De Cruz. Shelton De Cruz, love his work, love his shirt. He's turning 47 on January 26. So, Jonathan Chia, happy birthday for today. Betty Chan, happy birthday on the 18th. Shiv, turning 17 on the 20th. And Shelton De Cruz, happy birthday on the 25th. They're the birthdays for this week.
Hi, this is Yasin Murtaza, Hong Kong China national team captain. You guys listening to 8 for 52.
Yeah, that brings to an end the 8 for 52 podcast, episode 17 for season 2. Natasha, another big one. We didn't have any My Story guests this week, but didn't need them because there was too many massive games of cricket.
I'm still recovering from that Premier League one-day final. It was an
Again, it's an early contender for Game of the Year.
You didn't even mention, while we were talking about it, that you were team manager that day.
Team manager, 12th man, running drinks out.
You were.
Yeah, incredible.
You were only surpassed by Dr. Heisinger.
He's timing himself.
Tommy Heisinger running out there, putting the magic cream on the cramps for Wakas Baka. Yep. Yes.
I think he managed to get out there in 9 seconds. That's why he's trying to break the sub-9-second barrier.
Well, anyone that follows Tommy Heisinger on the Instagram knows he's a very fit man. He likes to hit up the gym. And now his new nickname is Doc.
Doc.
Doc Heisinger after running out the medicals. Congratulations, though, to HKCC Premier.
But how good was Wakas Baka then? You know, the talking point coming into the All-Star Series was initially when the squads were announced was, where's Wakas? The man's been in incredible form, doing in big games year after year for KCC. Does he not want to play for Hong Kong? Is he available? What's the issue here? And to see him turn up for the All-Star Series and hopefully play on the weekend as well, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, he's just an exceptional cricketer who gets better with age. He's like a red wine. He gets finer with age. And the one thing already in two games of All-Stars, it's the elder crew, the 30s that are really starting to shine. Your Zaz Khan and Yasim and your Esan and Waka.
Ibran Arif in the 40, right?
Yes, well, yes. Just celebrating a 41st birthday.
8 wickets and Martin Kutsi, 130 plus as well.
Yep.
Yeah, the experienced veterans are showing their experience out there.
And it's good. And I like it. And we've talked earlier on the podcast about the like of bringing in youth. But at the moment, that Atiq Iqbal is another one, right?
Yep, yes, there he is.
In his 20s, couldn't break into the Hong Kong side. He was wayward. He couldn't do it. Now he's just a handkerchief bowler and doing it. And Adil Mahmood as well.
Yeah, bowling really well now. Adil spent a lot of months on tour, not really bowling. Took a while to find his rhythm, but he's bowling really well. I got a fifer not that long ago.
They're going to have selection issues when the Tri Nations comes up.
And that's a good thing. And I think that's what we're looking for in the All-Star Series. There probably are a few spots there up for grabs. Maybe the fast bowling spot. They're looking at possibly Adil, Haroon, Ayush, Nazrullah all competing for a couple of spots there. Darsh had a bowl, not much of a bowl, but Sharia Khan's in the mix. Imran now putting his name forwards. The fast bowling spot's got some competition. The backup wicketkeeper, we expect Zeeshan. I mean, first of all, do we talk about Zeeshan getting a duck thrown up to open?
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a terrible shot.
Yeah.
Wait, if he got nowhere near it, it was a wide.
Yeah.
But he decided to have a feather at it, get that little glove feather on and threw it wet. He won't do that twice, I'm assuming.
But you had Zeeshan, obviously, first choice keeper. Now the competition backup keeper, Shahid Wasif, back in the mix. Shiv Mathur keeping. Tarak Nawaz, not qualified yet.
If you're going to put Shiv in the side, then he's automatically your backup. You can see that, obviously, with All-Stars. So Shahid was obviously playing today in the All-Stars. He was sitting out at deep square leg.
He wasn't keeping.
He wasn't, because shifted.
Right, shift kept, right.
So that's obviously the plan. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Put the almost 17-year-old, happy birthday to Shiv next week on the 20th. He was keeping. Maybe Shahid will keep. But
in the next game, yeah, perhaps.
I mean, all the teams are so full. We were talking about it today, about how, like, that Tigers team, they had Kinshik in first slip and Yasim in second slip. And then Kinshik went off. And Wakas went in there. So Wakas, who was at backward point, they put Luke Jones in there, the two best backward point players in all of Hong Kong.
Fielding side.
And you had Shahid out in the deep because you had Shiv that was keeping. And it was just, and then they put Azaz, who always is in the switch cordon for KCC. It's like a plethora of talent. It's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Great to see. Heather Ali's playing. That's also going to be interesting to see whether or not. We still don't know. If he's
I'm asking around. Yeah, we're talking about the current Bahrain. As far as we know, current Bahrain captain Heather Ali playing in the All-Stars. He's either doing two things. Either he's going to defect to Hong Kong.
Yep.
He's playing for Diaskar Little Siwon at the moment anyway. Mm-hmm. Or he's getting all the secrets of Tin Kwong Road and all our best players.
Yeah, the entire extended squad.
He's playing for Kowloon Lions under Bubba Hyatt. But it's so good. I am joking at most part here that it's great that he's being involved, and it would be great if he came. He's still only 27. Yep. If he decided to move to Hong Kong, it'd still only be 30. We just talked about how everyone's getting into their 30s and hitting their peak. If we could snaggle the Bahrain captain into the mix as well.
Good addition.
Yeah. So lots of cricket going on, as always. Nitesh Hemlani, we've got to go do some All-Stars and do some games this weekend. Challenge League, of course. There's women's T20 final. T10.
Yeah, T10 finals.
Did you have a look at the games for the T10?
I did. I'm obviously backing the Willows to go all the way through.
Really?
They've got a tough semi.
Well,
the Velocity.
You weren't here because I recorded it yesterday with Tammy. I picked the Velocity.
Wow. That is dumb.
I picked them in front of Tammy Chu's face after, obviously, earlier in the podcast, earlier episodes, saying there's the Willow Wilders rule where I'll never tip against them again. But I've got a theory.
What's the theory?
Well, first, there's the Vansey effect.
Mm-hmm.
Vansey Chowdhury cannot stop scoring runs.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that a young left-arm speedster is back playing for the Velocity for the first time this season. Skips out on all the hard games.
Shows up for the semi-finals.
Shows up for the semi-final.
Finals, dear.
Mauro Baloch will be playing, and if he lets me down, I'll have to go have words on Instagram. But, yeah. And then you got the Sunrisers up against the Diasco Little Side One Wasps.
Could go either way.
Look, half of those teams each are the Hong Kong China side, so we don't know what's going to happen. That's out of PKVR Park on Sunday. Plenty of cricket getting on. If you want, come on down to Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. Join me as I commentate for the All-Stars. Otherwise, watch it online. What are you up to this weekend?
Good question. I think I'm with the under-11 games at Diamond Hill.
Fantastic. I have to do All-Stars on Saturday, which gets me out of having to go to the KCC Typhoons under-15s game at Campton.
Oh, Campton's lovely. You should go
somewhere. Yes. I'm devastated that I have to go to Mission Road instead. So I'll be heading there. Natasha Imlani, once again, thanks for joining us on the 8452 podcast.
Thank you, Bushy.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8452 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2024.
I think I'm going for a bat. And that's that.